So let's get into this. I've been thinking about the way I work, the way I operate is I think about things that are going on right now, and I try to relate them to my life, and I try to make them fit something that and make it fit biblically, I guess, in my mind. And I don't do it just for messages. I do it for everything. It's like, oh, boy, that'd make a good message, that. So I started thinking, and I know that the haunted houses and like Guts is going on right now, the nightmare, and I know the Pumpkin Patch and Wild Things Farm, they all have one main thing in common, which is extremely scary, and that's a maze, right? In the nightmare, the maze is dark. I mean, people are standing randomly in the corner, they got a flashlight, they'll be like, and you're like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So I was thinking about these mazes and how those apply to my life and how I can apply those in my life. Well, I've been in a maze or two. I don't know if they're just not complicated or they don't really want you to get stuck in them, but they were kind of straightforward. But I remember growing up as a kid, remember the mazes we would get on paper, and we used to, and all the time it's like, oh man, this looks right, feels right, oh my gosh, now I gotta go back, right? Well, I started thinking about that, and I started thinking about how that applies in my life, and so I was thinking about my life as a maze and how that works. So if I think of my life, my whole entire journey from start to end as a maze, then I understand that I'm constantly traveling and going in a direction, but there's tons of options. See, God never said that we wouldn't have a choice. He did that for us. He gave us a choice. See, I made a choice a long time ago to become a Christian, and then I made a choice after I was big enough to do all the things that I did and made all the wrong turns to be a real Christian, is what I tell the kids and the youth. But I made a choice to do that, and since then, all my choices still aren't right, right? I'll be traveling down through here, and like I said, it'll feel right. It'll feel like this is the way to go. But what will happen is I'll hit a dead end, and that dead end will be full of sadness and hurt and despair. It'll be full of all the things, all the negative things. And so I started thinking about that. Like, man, when I'm traveling down this path, how do I find direction? I always tell the kids and the youth, I said, if you're not tuned in with God, then he can't talk to you. If you don't talk to God, it's going to be hard for him to say, hey, turn left when you need to turn left, and you'll turn right. See, if you're not tuned in with God, then it's not going to happen. See, and this is a passage that we've all heard, and we've all been involved in. We've all had it. Some people have it hanging on their walls, but Psalms 119 and 105, this is how we travel in this life maze and find the end. This is how we find where we're headed, the purpose for our life. But in 119, 105, it says, "The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, and I will keep it righteous judgment, keeping righteous judgment." So, in order for me to become what God has purposed for my life, I have to be tuned into God. But I can't just. There's more to it than that. And I'm going to probably reference my kids a lot because I talk to them more than everybody else. But I've got all these youth in my group that we speak on every Wednesday night. And we're not a big group, but we're a pretty tight-knit group. But I get to talk to them about these issues. And we talk about this stuff all the time. And I tell them, I said, you make a decision and you confess that the Lord is your Savior and that you ask God into your life and you become a Christian, and that's the beginning. I said, a lot of people think that that's the end. They think all their life they're searching, they're going through this maze, and they get to this part where they accept Christ and they think it just straightens out, right? There's the end. All I got to do is chill with God and move on, right? And it's not like that. See, God asks us to be men and women of action. He always calls people to action. See, he didn't ask Moses to think about going and talking to Pharaoh about getting the Israelites out of Egypt. He commanded, said, hey, you're the guy. You know, he didn't ask Paul to go and save people. He didn't ask Jonah to go into Nineveh and save people. He didn't tell him to think about it. He said, go. God has always called us to action. And when I'm in this maze and I reach that point where I do confess that the Lord is my Savior and he becomes my Savior personally, then the maze, it's like the maze just begins again, but it's different this time. See, I was walking through a maze of darkness, and I kept stumbling, and I would hit the wall, and I would be hurt, and I'd be sad, and I would make these decisions that would have negative consequences throughout my life. And some of us have made decisions that have negative consequences throughout our whole lives. See, because all it takes is one bad choice, and this is like my spiel to my kids, is it just takes one bad decision and one bad choice, and it can change the rest of your life, or it can change the rest of somebody else's life. It's as easy as, I watch a lot of videos online, a lot of videos I try to find, and I'm always looking for new knowledge, I'm always looking for stuff, and Keely, she drives her crazy, I'm always watching How's It Made and stuff like that, but I'm always watching this stuff online, and there's this girl here not too long ago, she went and got drunk at this bar, and she decided she was going to film and live stream her driving home from the bar. Luckily, one of the viewers that was watching her called the cops, said, "Hey, you could probably just follow this video and follow this chick and find her." And they arrested her and gave her DUI, of course. But it's like things are getting so crazy in the world that people would do this. I watched another video. These guys, they take all this stuff and they get in this car and they're driving down the road. They're going 90, 100 miles an hour. They're filming everything. Well, they get in a wreck and they die instantly. And it's like one decision, right? It felt so right when I was doing it. And that's the way this maze works. Because I remember when I was a kid and they would throw that deal out there, I thought, man, it's a bunch of lines, right? But then you start going down this little path and you find a turn and you don't know unless you follow it all the way down, but you don't know for sure. So you make this turn and you go all the way down till you hit a wall. And it's like, I used to put a little mark right there. Like, oh, this is frustrating, right? But this is where, and this is how God directs us. See, Moses, he led the Israelites out of Egypt and went into the desert. But there was a place that Moses went to time and time again, and right up Mount Sinai. Jesus wanted to talk to Moses. He said, "Dude, get up here on this mountain." Obviously, he was an expert climber. I probably couldn't do that unless somebody dropped me off up there like out of a helicopter or whatever. So, but Jesus always talked to Moses in the same place. And I started thinking, my mind started working. How's this work in my life? So I'm in this maze. This is how it came so clear to me. I'm working this maze of life. And I make a wrong turn. Well, I go down this path and I keep continuing on until eventually it's like, man, this is bad, right? And it's time to turn around. The thing is that turn that I made, the last place that I left God, is exactly where I have to come back and find God again. And then Psalms 119 works in my life. All I have to do is read, and he directs my path. But I come all the way back down that path, and I find God exactly where I left him. God was saying, "Mike, don't turn right. Mike, don't make that decision. Mike, this is dumb." I know, guys, God talks to me the same way I talk to people. I know he does. He's like, "Dude, you're being stupid. Like, this isn't right for you." And he's like, "Hey, so I make this turn." And it seems like, you know, the thing is the more that we do, the further we get away from God, the less we feel him, right? And eventually you feel like, man, this is wrong. Something in my heart is telling me this is wrong. So I turn around and I run back to the same intersection that I made the bad decision. In order for me to fix that, I've got to meet God there again. And that's what Moses was doing. Every time Moses needed something, he went up the mountain, talked to God. Every time that we get into this situation, and the thing is Christians use God as like an umbrella. Like if it's sunny, I don't really need you, God. Like, I got you. You're in the car, just in case a little summer shower pops up. You're in the car. That's my God. Look at this. Like, that's me. That's my God right there, you know. Covers me up in the rain, but it's not raining every day. And so if I'm traveling down, and this is, I love going on trips. You guys know that. Obviously, Mom and Dad do, but I love going on trips. Keely, she's not a big flyer, but she's done some flying now, more flying than most. And the last flight wasn't so good. But there's a lot of places we can't see driving in a car. There's a lot of places we can't go if we're driving in a car, and then it takes 17 hours to get to Florida, and I can just fly down there in a couple hours. So I always think about this, and I think back to when I first started loving traveling. And it stems all the way back to Mom and Dad. You know, they used to do, we didn't have a lot. And when I tell people this, they're like, oh, yeah, right. We didn't have a lot of money when growing up. We still don't have a lot of money, but I'm saying we didn't have what we have now. We didn't have the means to go on these trips and do all this. But Mom and Dad, they always made sure we got a vacation in. I remember one year we had this old Suburban. We got in the Suburban. We laid the back seats down. This was before they started cracking down on the seatbelt laws. But we laid the seats down. We put a mattress in there, right? It fit a full-size mattress. Me, Jack, and Cassie, we're in the back. We're playing Monopoly. We're doing everything because we drove all the way from Hackett, Arkansas, all the way to Florida. And Mom, she used to always say this, and now it's kind of a joke, but it's true. It's like the trip is part of the trip, right? Now the hustle and bustle of flying and stuff, it's not as fun. But when we were traveling and we would sit back there and we would have hours and hours of singing songs and playing these dumb games like the ABC game and I Spy and this stuff, it was like the trip is part of the trip. Well, that is where I think we as Christians fall off sometimes when we forget that the journey is the thing. It's not always about where we're headed. We all know, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm headed to heaven. And I hope to see you there. And I hope that you know the same way that I know. So I know that heaven is, I'm going to call heaven my home. So until then, I'm going to enjoy this journey. Until then, I'm going to enjoy the journey with the trip is part of the trip. And in this maze of life, as we're walking through this maze and we've got God by our side, it's like, I want to take advantage of that. I want to stop leaving God at intersections, and I want to take advantage of the advice, the counsel, all the things that God does, the comfort, the hope, all the stuff that God gives me, I want to take full advantage of that. I'm full of stories, and I don't get to talk much, so I'm going to tell you some more stories. But I get the opportunity to work with Dad every day. A lot of people think that that's not such a good opportunity, but I feel it is because my dad is an intelligent man. I'm a lot like Dad. He wants to always find new information. To know the things that we talk about, the stuff so random, like how to make gummy bears and stuff that you would never talk about, like making stuff, you know, that's us, right? So I go through this, and so we talk about this small stuff, and we could talk every day. And then sometimes we talk about serious stuff, like he told you a couple weeks ago, I bought a car, made a bad choice, maybe left God at that intersection, bought a car, and then I had to go back to the guy and to God and say, God, you got to help me fix this, and he did. So I get to talk to him about that. I get to get relationship advice. I get to get parenting advice from God, from Dad. And it's the same way with God. See, I enjoy going to work every day because it's an opportunity. I know that at the end of the day, I'm just working to get a check. I'm just working to build another house, or I'm just working to do this or do that. But it's like I don't want to forget about the fact that I'm getting to chill with my dad. A lot of people would kill for that opportunity. And it's that way with God. I feel the same way with God, but honestly, there's a lot of times in my life, and if I'm going to be honest, that I don't include God in my whole day, you know. There's a lot of times I'm like, God, I can handle this. And I know that he knows that he set us all up where we could handle certain things, and so he's not as prevalent in certain areas in our life. But it's like, man, sometimes I just feel like, man, I didn't include God that much today. I'm in this maze, and I'm trying to make these decisions, and that's when we want to use God. But back to my umbrella deal. We use God like an umbrella because God's sitting in the car, and he's waiting for the time that it rains. When things are raining, life's raining down, I make the wrong decision, or something happens in my life, then I'm going to pop God out, put him over, and like, ooh, see, he's keeping me dry. That's the way God loves that. God loves that we come to him when we need him. But you know what he also loves? That we just stay with him. I shouldn't have to. The way I always talk to my kids is, you shouldn't have to go back to God when something's wrong. You shouldn't have to run back to God and say, God, I'm sorry, I've been busy, blah, blah, blah. It's like you should be able to say, God, thanks for covering my back again. On the good days and the bad days, thanks for covering me. Thanks for being the rock that I need in my life. Thanks for being the roadmap that I have in my life that I can constantly ask you for advice or counsel. See, if you consider the journey part of the journey, then it becomes more real to you. In Isaiah, it says that we're all sheep and we go astray. Well, I don't know. I'm not a farmer, but I've seen a lot of videos about sheepdogs. And sheepdogs are A-OK. This one guy, he stood like 3 acres away and made different whistles, and this dog was just making the sheep go, and finally he just brought them up to him. And I was like, wow, that's a sheepdog. Like, I got to get a sheep and maybe try to do that with one. But the Bible constantly refers to us as sheep because we are. Jesus is a great shepherd. And so just like sheep, we're dumb. We constantly go astray. Just like sheep, we're constantly looking for something different. You know, sheep, I imagine they're like cows. And if you look at a cow that's on the, you know, and they're up by the fence, like the reason that fences are always pushed down is because cows want to eat out of the ditch and not all the green grass behind them because it looks so much better. And that's the way sheep are. It's like they constantly want to go do something different than what we're doing. And that's where we use the living word of God in our lives, and we apply that to our lives. And in Psalms 119, it talks about how that it is a light into our path. There's constantly going to be times in your life. There's constantly going to be hurt and pain. But like Paul, and I say this to Keely all the time, I'm going to count it all joy. Full disclosure, not everybody knows this, but Saturday night I got a ticket. So, but it is what it is, you know. I was breaking the law. I was going a little faster than I should have been. But, you know, I don't get mad about it. But you know what? It took that situation for me to sit back and think, hey, I do need to slow down. Like, I do have a family to take care of here. You know, and all I could think about was, man, I wonder how much this ticket's going to be because this is sure close to Christmas. Like, I think somebody's not getting a Christmas present. My Christmas present's maybe not going to jail for paying a ticket. So, but there's always going to be stuff in your life that tears you down and breaks you down. And there's always going to be something that you're going to need God for. And that is where, that's what makes you different than everyone else on the face of the earth. I'm constantly preaching, find a purpose. Find something to do for God. You know, the thing is even if, you know, I don't know my exact purpose for God. I think that we're doing it. I think everything feels like it's supposed to. I think God's told us to plant the church, and when we've done that, we've put time and effort and money into it, and we spend a lot of time on our music. I spend time in the youth. I feel like I've found my purpose, but I don't feel like this is my only purpose. You know, I feel like God, and so I'm constantly telling the kids, I was like, man, you need to find a purpose. Just find something to do. You have to find somewhere to expend your energy. You have to find one thing, just go and do it. And I promise you, if anybody's looking for volunteer work, which is all we are around the church are volunteers, but if anybody's looking for that, I've got some stuff. We got some stuff. You show up, we'll put you in a van, we'll put you helping with kids. There's tons of stuff to do. But in order for me to get through this maze of life, I have to be tuned in with God. And if I leave God at an intersection, I have to go back to the same intersection and deal with the issue at hand. And then me and God can go on and I can enjoy this journey. So, my challenge, I'm a challenger. Not the car, I'm not that fast. I'm a challenger. This is my challenge. Find God. If you feel like you're lost right now, if you feel like there's a lot of questions in your life and you feel like there's a lot of things that you're not comprehending right now, it's because you left God at some intersection and you need to figure out where you left him and you need to go back. You need to go back and come back humble. Like the song said, come back broken. See, God, I tried to do this on my own. I tried to I tried to do everything that you had planned for me. I tried to do it by myself. And guess what? I can't. That's the way Peter was. That's the way we all are. The thing is the reason that the Bible is the living word of God is because it is alive. And you won't know that until you read it. I mean, I can tell you, look, the Bible's alive. Like this is everything you'll ever need to get through life. But you can't experience that until you read it. You can't use this light for your feet until you apply it. And if you don't know what's in there, how are you going to apply it? See, the thing is when you look at all the time and energy that I put into everything, I still have to make time for myself and God. I still have, because this is my worship time. You probably know that. You could see me back there. I don't generally look at y'all. Sorry. I'm into it. You know, this is my time. And I spend a lot of time doing that. I've spent years doing this. And when it comes time to get a message ready, this is my time to share with someone else. It's time to share with the kids or share with y'all. So I still have to make my time for God. And if I'm not tuned in and I don't feel a purpose, then I need to go and find God and get purposed up. Quit wasting my time running around like the Israelites in the desert. Quit wasting my time running through this maze trying to find the way out on my own when all I have to do is ask God. So my challenge is find God, find a purpose, and stay tuned in.